Magic Tricks, story by Carmel Riley, illustrated by Courtney Hopkinson. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1, The School Concert. One day, Mr. Green, the teacher, said there was going to be a school concert.
"Who wants to be in it?"
he said. Mick put up his hand.
"I can do a magic act,"
he said. Day after day, Mick went home and worked hard on his magic tricks. He made a magician's cape and hat so he would look good on stage. The day of the concert came. Mick's magic tricks were the last act. He waited at the side of the stage for the other acts to finish. There were some terrible acts. The dancing girls from grade 3 kept falling over. The mime act kept talking. Mr. Green's singing was no good at all. Chapter 2, On Stage. At last, it was Mick's turn. He set up a little table in the middle of the stage. He put two hats and some rings on the table. He could see his family in front of him. He could see all his friends. Everyone was quiet. They were waiting for him to start. Mick opened out his cape.
"Ta-da!"
he called. He was going to pull out some flowers, but his cape got stuck on the side of the table. The table crashed down. The hats and rings fell on the floor. Everyone laughed as Mick raced to pick everything up. Mick put everything back and started again. This time, he was going to do the joining the rings trick. He put them one way, then he put them another way. But the rings would not join up. In the end, Mick dropped the rings and jumped on top of them. Everyone shouted out and laughed again. Chapter 3, The Last Trick. Mick had one last trick to do.
"I am going to pull a rabbit out of this hat,"
he said. He put his hand into the hat. He could feel something, but it didn't feel like a rabbit.
"Ta-da!"
he called as he pulled out the flowers he had lost before. Everyone shouted louder and laughed even harder. But Mick felt terrible.
"I am a really bad magician,"
he said.
"You're not bad. You're really funny,"
someone called out.
"You're the best act that's been on all day. More tricks,"
called a man at the back. Mick laughed.
"Okay,"
he said. Mick grabbed another hat and put his hand inside. Even he was shocked when he pulled out a rabbit.